Oh, welcome back, kids, to the Twang Crest. Ah, that was a big old Elvis there for you. Snowbird, my goodness. You thought Anne-Marie was in the house for a minute, didn't you? But it was Elvis. You know who is in the house, though? Is our old pals, Nathan. They're standing by in the other room. It's crazy. There's four of them. We got the whole gang here. And they've got a brand new record out. We're going to talk to them about that, I think, shortly. Let's see if we can get some communication happening.
Hello, hello.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
Can I be heard? Am I being
heard?
Is that Shelly?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Shelly.
There's only two headphones in here, so Damon and I can hear you.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming down, kids.
Our pleasure.
On this loveliest of Valentine's days. And thanks for taking time out of your romantic schedule for us here at CKW.
Well, this is very romantic.
It is. It's kind of cozy in there.
Nothing unromantic about this, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you guys have got your big CD release show coming up, huh?
Yeah.
It's a week this Friday, I believe.
That's right, the 23rd.
Wow. And the new album, it's darn happening.
Thanks.
I know, because I've been listening to it pretty much nonstop for a few weeks now.
Really? That's so nice.
It's called Key Principles, and now the neat thing about the CD release show is that it's, I hear, the one and only day you'll be able to purchase this thing for a few months.
Yeah, they pushed back the release and pushed it back and pushed it back, so we're not allowed to put it in stores, so... It'll be available at the CD release and then any show we play. So anyone who wants it can come out. And it'll be available online. You can download it from May 10th on. Electronically released.
It's a special treat just for Winnipeggers. We wanted to give Winnipeggers the first chance to get it 3 months ahead of the rest of the world. That's all. It's a special payback.
All right. All right. Well, speaking of special paybacks, hey, How about we hear you, Nathan, live here in the CKW studios, live on the Twang Trust? What are we going to hear?
A song called "The Wind," I think.
Yeah,
oh,
you,
that might be my favorite on the album. This is, I think, the quintessential Nathan song, and it almost won some big prize, didn't it? What was the deal there?
Yeah, I think it was a runner. It was made to the finals in an international songwriting competition, one in which Loretta Lynn and Tom Waits were judges.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I hear there was some payola going on there, which is why you guys didn't win it.
Exactly.
But
we didn't get enough money.
Well, take it away, kids.
Thanks.
Line.
chase me.
People, cough up some dough.
Yeah. Live here on the Twang Crust. It's Nathan. Very sweet, kids. Very sweet indeed.
Thank you.
So the big show coming up a week from Friday. I got to ask about the opening acts. We got Chords of Canada versus Mike Trike. Does this mean it's like some kind of tag team mud wrestling deal?
Exactly.
It is mud wrestling.
Wow.
They're going to wear Speedos, though, so it's not entirely obscene.
They didn't have any new material, so they wanted to, you know. Actually, no, I think it should be great. They just back each other up on their songs, and so it's a way of making two bands out of one.
Now Shelley is a Mike Trike member, are you not?
Yeah, I don't know. I might have been fired, but he has me playing for one song.
Okay, well,
doesn't invite me to practices anymore.
Well, you don't want to get injured in the opening round either, no. You know. You've got to be there for the headline.
I could take both those punks anyway, but.
Now, and how about Teen Rockers Purity? Now, is this the same band that played on your last CD release show?
There's one member from that band playing, but the rest are that age. They're 14 years old, I believe. Is that how old they are, Devin?
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and they totally rock. They're very eager and very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is very exciting, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the last batch was great, too. So.
Wasn't it, though?
I look forward to this.
Makes me wish I had picked up an instrument when I was younger.
Absolutely. Well, you got a big fan here in the next room. I don't know. We've got babies in the house, too.
We
should talk babies. Boy.
We have a little 8-month-old Hazel sitting in the studio with us.
My goodness. Yeah. Now, is there going to be a super group formed? Now, because both gals here have given birth in recent months. Now, Bill Western, who plays pedal steel with you guys occasionally.
Yeah.
He's got a kid.
Yeah.
Two kids now.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Two girls.
So, I mean, I know Brittany here is looking for a gig, too.
All right. Well, that's five girls.
Hey, it's the new Bangles or something.
I think so. We've spawned a generation of little Carter family here.
So what's Hazel's favorite song?
She's not saying.
Nah, not yet, huh?
Staring at the banjo.
I think it's probably Daffodils.
Ah, that's a great one. Hey, can we hear that one?
Sure. Oh, from the album you can.
Bring the proper instruments.
There's no horns out here tonight.
Yeah, no horns.
That's the amazing thing that hit me with the new record. There's all this amazing production stuff, and it's like, it's stuff you would normally associate with real slick pop music, but somehow you guys put all this stuff in there, and it doesn't come out slick at all. It's still that rootsy Nathan sound.
I think that's a compliment.
It is.
It's hard to make us slick.
Yeah, it's hard to make us slick. We're a little greasy, but we're never slick.
Not enough time left in this life
to become
slick.
Will there be any brass in the house at the West End Cultural Center?
There will be some brass in the house.
Wow. Now, are tickets still available for the show?
I think there was something like 40 tickets left, maybe.
Well, yeah. 40 tickets. It isn't going to take long for those to disappear.
I don't know. I hope not.
So get them while you can, folks.
I think we're going to, if people do come to the show hoping to buy a CD, though, we might have somebody set up outside of the doors just in case they find that they can't get in, but they would still like a CD. We would be happy to load one off on them.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Since they can't get it in the stores, or we'll get in trouble.
So is it true that the record is actually coming out in the States earlier?
It is. It's being released in April in the States. So.
Is that so you can blow town and leave the weather behind for a while and tour down there?
Yeah.
Kind of.
South by Southwest is down there, and we have a little bit of touring and.
There's quite a Winnipeg contingent at South by Southwest this year.
Is there? I have.
Well, there's you guys. There's I know J-Rod and American Flame Whip are down there.
Novelero,
I was skimming the list, and there was like half a dozen Winnipegs that popped up.
Long as those Dadburn Whale and Jennies aren't there.
Yeah.
We'll get into mud wrestle with them.
Well, they're like dropping like flies, though.
That's true.
They're scared of us.
Well, how about another number, kids?
Sure.
Do you want Omaha?
Yeah, we could do that. Or do you want to do Latimer?
Sure. Right.
A bit more
either one. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, we'll do one about when you find yourself in the driveway early in the morning after having a big fight with your spouse. Everyone's staring at you.
Just like last night.
Yeah, just like last night.
Yeah, once again, Nathan live in the house, folks. Let's hear it for him.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. The phones are ringing off the hook here, by the way.
All right.
We should go over it. We got this huge list of people to thank since the last time we've talked about numbers. We got to say props to Doug, to Mark, to Lee, to Ken, to Michael, to Gary, to John, and another Gary. Wow. And do we have an official total yet? They're adding up. They got the abacus out. They're adding it all up.
We want to pledge, too.
Oh, you guys have done so much already.
$90?
$90 from Nathan.
We want one of those posters and...
Ah, yes. Well, you'll be walking away with the official Twang Trust poster and accompanying CD this year.
All right.
Live on the Twang Trust. I have a feeling you might make it to Volume 2.
Ah.
Now, you've actually played here. I've seen you play here live before on the Fun Drive. You're big supporters of the station for a long time now.
Oh, yeah, as are you big supporters of us. So.
Well, hey.
Oh, that's the least we can do.
I'm even wearing... currently the 2003 Twang or CKW Fun Drive t-shirt designed by Miss Carey.
I noticed that. It looks good on you.
Ah, yes. Well, it would look good on anyone. This is one of my favorites for sure.
Oh, I like you know what? The one that you designed, I wore religiously and I lost it in Calgary in a change room.
Oh my God.
I've been sad ever since.
Well, we'll see if we can dig one up
for
you.
That would be excellent.
But this is such a lost in space kind of a thing here. it's a great and what's the deal? There's dogs in here. There's dogs in space. I love that the nipper dog there.
It's
so cool. So we had a request a little earlier.
Oh,
if for something you could play. Little Britt, who's running around here with only one arm. She was asking if you could possibly play her favorite song, and that's a little number called "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star."
We could sure give it a try.
And maybe we'll get little Britt in there. Where is Britt?
Hey, Mom.
It could be a little bit sketchy.
Yeah.
You want to come in and sing?
Okay, I'll be in get you a microphone.
Okay. Oh!
Watch out for the... There we go.
Are you ready to go?
It's the new and improved Nathan, folks.
Can we hear you, Britt?
Yeah.
Testing.
Oh, yeah.
Testing.
One, two, three. You sound great.
One, two, three.
Excellent.
All right. We're going to start in that chord.
Okay.
Two, three, four.
Twinkle, twinkle, your star, how I wonder what you are. Above the world, the world's so high.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Can here,
you can clap
hand.
My hand.
Yay!
There we go.
Well, that was amazing.
You got the sweetest voice I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good song you heard.
Yeah.
I did my fingers a guitar. I think it's a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see how you're strumming while you play. That's awesome.
Can I play another song?
Yeah. Do we know another song?
Yep.
What kind of songs do you listen to? All kinds of stuff?
Yep.
Do you know the alphabet song?
Oh, do you know the Backyardigans at all? We could do a Backyardigans song.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. It's right in the range. Carrie, it's just E minor and A. E minor and A. And
gotcha.
A hip-hop beat.
Okay. We need a hip-hop beat.
Hold and poke.
Trackin' down the bandit, good folks everywhere demand it. Into the wild, wild west, let's go right in the range. In a snappy buckskin vest, let's go right in the range. That bandit better watch his tail, 'cause we're picking up his dusty trail. His luck is about to change. Yahoo!
That's amazing. You know
why you got drums?
Yeah, these are the drums. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why, really.
Brittany actually broke her arm while checking out the backyardigans this weekend.
So I figured. I heard you were at the show.
Oh.
Yeah, we were right down front.
And this, the baby got out the things.
Yeah.
That was her second show where she was down front. The first one in the summer we went down to St. Paul to see Springsteen.
Wow.
So she's seen Springsteen and the backyardigans.
Two of my favorites.
Yeah, the backyardigans, what a show, huh?
I didn't
next.
See it. Was it good?
Yeah.
I heard it was awesome.
Oh, it
what
was.
We do
absolutely.
Next?
I don't know. We don't really know any more songs. I think we're...
And probably no one wants to hear us anymore.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear us making
guitar.
Up songs on the spot.
You got drum guitar.
I got drum guitar.
A drum guitar.
Yeah, it's like a drum guitar.
That's very smart. That's
well, that
is.
Was phenomenal, kids. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, and thanks for all your support.
You put your
guitars. Oh, hey, and there's plenty more coming as long as you keep sounding the way you do.
Everybody should really pledge because CKUW has been, you know, it's really the only station other than UMFM to hear
I
good
got
music.
Two drums.
We really need you. The city was a sordid place before you guys came along.
It was. Boy, I remember when the original CJUM was on the air back in the late 70s. I remember when it went off the air. And it was so unbelievably depressing. It was like 20 years before we got college radio back.
I can't believe it.
That's insane.
When I moved here, there was nothing. There was Aerosmith 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
92, 97.
I got
yeah.
Dumb.
And when it went off the air, I sort of made a pledge that if we ever got it back, I'd be part of it in some way. And that's why I'm doing this show now. And boy.
Now you're the headmaster.
Yeah.
Well, I try. But I mean, I'm here. The trick is just to keep it going forever. I know what it's like to be without it. So that's why folks need to be calling in right now at 774-6877. And, well, let's play this big fancy song off the CD with horns and all this other stuff.
Right.
This is just a fabulous what little pop number. I believe from the pen of Shelley, is it not? Daffodils?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, kids.
Thanks,
our pleasure.
Too.
You change the box and the chandelier. Dug up the daffodils I planted in our first year. Cupboards filled with bottles of pills. English ivy wilting on the windowsill. Patter of slippers up the stairs, but there's no one there. And the daffodils keep coming back. In the hall, it's got your scratch.
This song was written on February 13th because it was getting ready to be Valentine's Day, and I can't get no kind of a license. So I got a fishing license, that's right. I'm real proud of that. And so I couldn't, I hadn't done enough planning in advance, which is the story of my life. And I realized too late to go out and do something, so I wrote this. I come to you with empty hands. I come to you with empty hands. I guess I just forgot again. I only got my love to send. Valentine's Day. Ooh. I ain't got a card to sign. Ooh. Roses have been hard to find. I only hope that you'll be mine. Ooh. On Valentine's Day. I knew it, I swore that I wouldn't forget. I wrote it all down. I lost it, I guess. There's so much I wanna say, but all the words just slip away. The way you love me every day is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
That's enough of Steve for now. We're going to play another Steve song here, which I was going to cue up. And, of course, things are just going nuts here. Going nuts here on CKW. Fun drive. We got more people to thank. Who do you want to thank, Britt? Do you want to thank Pat? Oh, you want to thank Goldie first. Yes. We actually got a $100 pledge from the Winnipeg Goldeyes. Now, was it Sam? Do you think it was Sam who phoned in, or was it Goldie? It was Goldie. Yeah, I think so. I think you're right about that. Goldie called in with his pledge of $100 for us here at CKW. We also heard from Pat, from Joe, and from Diane. Thanks to you all, one and all. Here's one more from our pal Steve. This is Steve recorded live in Berlin. This is a CD you get in prize pack number 7, the mystery disc pack. Ooh. And, you know what? I wanted to cue this up. Well, is this going to work? It's not going to work, is it? See, you need to be giving us a dough here on the Twang Trust, because sometimes these CD players, they just don't work as good as you'd like them to. But, here, we got it happening. Or do we? No, we don't. Look at that. I'm such a dope. Here, let me try this. Are you there, Steve?
It's my job, and it's a good job. It's like what my job is exactly is I travel around the world, I make up songs, I sing them for people, and sometimes I explain to people why I wrote them in the first place, ad nauseum. But it's my fucking job, so I have to do it. But every once in a while, I come up with a song that I have no fucking explanation for. And this definitely falls into that category.
Up your heart and let me want you. Got no money but live by the nose. I love you kindly and I'll never let you go. Sweet and dandy, pretty as you be. You be the flower, I be the bumblebee. Oh, she love me, oops, she love me not. People say you're cold, but I think you're hot. Come to, talking to your girl, was it going well? Come on, give me a word. Shake your body, let me see you go. One time for me, Wakanda, I love. Spank for me, Wakanda, show me what you got. They say you're too uptight, I say you're not. Dance around me, spinning like a top. Wakanda, 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 don't ever stop. Wakanda, 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 Wakanda. Condi, can't you hear me call? Standing on the street outside your garden. Your pocket full of money, belly full of wine. Condi in my heart and romance on my mind. Listen to me, Condi, don't be afraid. I come here not to chase your blues away. I never hurt you, I treat you right. Oh, Condoleezza, won't you come out tonight? Come to, Wakanda, 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 Wakanda. come to come. This is me, but you never had another lover like me. I love that bitch.
Oh, we do too. In fact, we were hoping to hear from Condi tonight. We were hoping to get a pledge from her here on the Twang Trust, but it turns out she phoned in earlier to Black Mask. What are you going to do? Steve Earle, live in Berlin, Germany, 2004. You can have this very own disc yourself. It's a two-CD affair, complete with Alison Moore on vocals on Sweet Virginia and Isn't It a Pity, sounding real fine. It can be yours in prize pack number 7 if you happen to be pledging tonight at the $60 and or over level. It's true. We're going to be making those draws right after the show. And look at that. There's like 9 minutes left in the show. If you want to get in on these amazing draws, you want to get in soon. 9 minutes left, for Pete's sake. Would you like to know what our grand total is here? Currently, we are standing at $2,410. And $70. $2,470. That's unbelievable. You know what?
We've...
490, 2490, thanks to Ronnie and to Hatcher. Well, thanks, kids. What a group of fans we have here. This is amazing. We're almost at $2,500. You know, we did $2,600 last year, and we did $2,600, actually, ironically, the exact same amount a couple of years ago. I think that's been our high point so far in Fund Drive history here on the Twang Trust. You know, I don't know if there's been any $2,000 shows yet this year. It's nice to be in the upper echelon, but you know what? You know what? You know what I'm thinking, Britt?
Yeah.
I think we can make history tonight. I think we here, with your help, you're singing with Nathan. I think people are still a little stunned by that amazing performance you did with the Nathans. I think they're just now getting ready to go over to the phone to pledge. And you know what I think they can do? I think we can get to $3,000. We've only got, like, what, 7 minutes left in the show? Do you think we can get another $510 before the show's over?
Yeah.
Take it to another level?
Yeah.
It is the final frontier. $3,000. I think we can do it. It's Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. When we come back, I want to have a new total. I want to take it to the final frontier, Britt. Me and you, okay? Okay? Okay. We'll be right back. Ah, the Drive-By Truckers. Lead off track from their last album, A Blessing and a Curse, Feb 14. Oh, what do you know? I just picked that song. I just happened to pick that CD up. Threw it on. Who knew? Who knew? Just magic like that happens here on the Twang Trust, you know? That sort of magic happens here each and every week. It happens here on CKW each and every day, for Pete's sake. And that's why you guys are being so generous out there. I know. We do have, apparently, a new total. Where is it? I had it here. What'd I do with it? Oh, here it is. I got to add these numbers up. You got some zeros. You do 9 and 9. That's 18. You carry the 1. Oh, wait, no. 18, 19, 20, 21. You carry the 2. And that makes that a 1. And, oh, man. New total here on the Twang Trust, folks. $3,110. Wow. It's history, folks. We have cracked the $3,000 single show mark for the first time on CKW. Unbelievable. $3,012. Oh, well, it's happening. It's, man, it's adding up every second. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, folks. Thanks so much. The show's almost over. Al's going to be getting you wrongly wired very shortly. I'm gonna eat a piece of pizza, and then I'm gonna make the draws for these amazing prize packs with all sorts of amazing stuff. We got Blackie and the Rodeo King tickets from the West End Cultural Center. Thanks so much to them. We got a pair of day passes to the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Thanks so much to the Folk Festival. Chris, and oh, I didn't announce the big act. I didn't. We should, let me cue up the big act. I guess we'll go out with this. Okay, there's this particular song I want to play. I'm going to have to dig it up. I know I have it here. It's in one of my little thin case CDs, which I got a pile of right here. Oh, yes, there is. The Folk Festival gave us some passes. Chris from the Folk Fest, we got him to give up a couple of ducats there. So whoever wins that prize pack is going to be happy. Oh, where is he? Here he is. This song, this is a song from a guy playing the Folk Festival this summer, playing Winnipeg for the very first time. I've been after this guy to play here for I don't know how long, and it's an unbelievable treat to finally have him come into town for the very first time. I know Ken and Sheila are going to be excited. They're going to have to come back for this. Thanks so much, kids. I guess this is a sign-off. This is my official sign-off for the Twang Trust, for the fun drive, for today. I'll be back next week with both kinds of music, as always. Ah, you guys, $3,000, over $3,000. You guys are nuts. You're nuts. Here's Todd Snyder. He'll be at the Folk Festival this summer. You're all right, guys.
Pictures of Madonna naked, I was checking it out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door, said she'd never pegged me for a scumbag before. She said she didn't ever want to see me anymore, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. TV and tearing up pictures of the Pope.
These cops pull me over outside a bar. They turned on their lights and they ordered me out of my car. Man, I was only kidding when I called them a couple of days.